Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
So we gather again for the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. There's Froggy and Danielle and Scary.
Hello.
And Scotty B and Gandhi and Straight Nate. And there's David Brody on the new couch.
Hello.
It's not new. It's new for us.
Right. It's new for this room, yes.
Scary, Scary, are you trying to get attention? What do you need?
Oh. No, I'm just showing Danielle my shirt.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Trying to start a fight.
Oh. I'm sorry, the Mets took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the
I really don't
series.
Give a shit.
Yeah, because they lost.
Who cares? Because
yeah. And that's why you don't care because they lost.
But I don't rub it in your face when the Yankees win. I don't come in here and go, guess what? The Yankees beat the Mets. I don't do that. So,
well, sometimes you do.
I can't remember you doing that.
You have done it, but not as much as Scary did
no,
that.
No, it's like, whatever, the Mets are sucking anyway. Who cares?
Froggy, jump in, bro.
Not going to say anything.
But am I right, Froggy? Are the Mets sucking? The Yankees aren't doing that great right now, but the Mets aren't doing that great.
Neither
either,
one are doing good, and the Jets and the Giants had a bad weekend. It was not a good weekend for New York sports. It was bad.
No. And, now Garrett's joining us. Hello, Garrett.
Hello.
Did we start, or are we just fighting?
We're fighting.
Okay.
It's just like,
but
it's
my question is, how does this – we used to have that quarterback. How come he couldn't play that well when he belonged with us at the Jets?
It does feel that way, Danielle, because there's another receiver. I think Robbie Anderson used to play for the Jets, and now he's with Carolina. He looks great.
Also,
it's weird.
He didn't play that well.
He played better than we played.
Zach Wilson played better, but this isn't what the podcast is. Sorry, Elvis.
Okay, sorry, Elvis.
Yeah.
So bored.
Yeah. Sports.
Sports. Anyway, so back from the weekend, anyone have any things they want to report back to us about the weekend? Anything?
So I went out to dinner with a bunch of my friends on Saturday night. A friend of ours who runs a restaurant in Summit, New Jersey, he was like, please come out. And it was great, but we took a bunch of friends, and then that awkward like bill came at the end where we're like, who the hell ordered the most expensive thing? And so it was like one of those things we didn't call it out at the table, but we all each went home and be like, hey, did you order this? Did you order duck at the restaurant? So we're like, we paid for a hell of a lot of money. So it was that awkward conversation we had with a bunch of
friends. Surely you know who ordered it.
We know who ordered it, but it was like that, like, okay, well, you got to pay a little bit more because we all ordered like burgers and you know, scallops. No one ordered the duck. You know,
I'll tell you something weird that happened. So we were all out on Friday. I went out with Skiri and some of his friends. A few of my friends came, and I ended up leaving before they all left. So Skiri picked up my part of the bill. So the next day when I saw him, I was like, hey, can you tell me how much it was? No, I'm not going to tell you. Just know it was so expensive. Oh my God. The amount of money, man, we did some damage. I said, dude, how much? Like, how much do I owe you? I'm not going to tell you.
Well, we as a group did damage.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell
it,
you.
Was it mainly drinks? The drinks add up.
Drinks, food. I mean, we were having a good time. We were there for a long time.
5 hours.
And he wouldn't tell me. He just kept saying how expensive it was. And I was like, dude, give me a number.
Right.
So I finally just Venmo'd him a number, and he was like, oh, that was too much. I'm like, I will kill you. If you don't tell me how much I owe you, I don't know what to do with this information. It was so stressful.
Well, speaking of spending too much money, Froggy says Lisa made a worthless purchase.
Yeah, look at this. Has anybody ever used one of these things?
Yes, they work.
Oh, yeah, they do, actually.
It does not. This thing is a piece of shit. It doesn't
work.
What
is it?
Well, what is it?
If you get a bug bite, you're supposed to put it on the bug bite, and you pull back on it. It's supposed to suck the bug venom out of it. Lisa's like, oh, I bought this thing that sucks. And I'm like, oh, this sounds great.
I've actually heard those are great. No.
I've used it.
Okay.
Agreed. Yeah.
She tried it last night. I saw her trying it. She didn't want me to see her trying it, but I caught her trying it. And then I then caught her 15 minutes later itching the shit out of what was scratching what was itching. I'm like, I thought you used the thing. It doesn't work. It is crap. Lisa will buy anything if somebody tells her it works. If there's 1,000 reviews and 900 and go away. If 999 are bad and one person says it works, oh, we're buying it. I'm like, no.
Well, I think you have to get it like really immediately, like as soon as it bites you, you have to get it. But then more than that, there's something called Afterbite, and that works really well. It's like a little.
Hey, Lisa, order some Afterbite.
No,
yeah.
Lisa, do not
get the
order
Afterbite.
No, do not order Afterbite. It doesn't work.
Wait, I'll get that information.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
Okay, done. Hey, go Elvis. Away. Yes, sir.
We had a you don't ever get bit. Maybe you're not sweet.
No, you're not sweet.
What's that, Brody?
We had a problem on Saturday. Skiri was very concerned because on Friday he texted me that Gandhi and Nate and a bunch of other people were going to Carmine's on Saturday. And then Saturday he called me and goes, are you coming tonight? I said, sure. And he gave me the list of the 40 people that were going. And then I said, where's Nate? We showed up. He goes, Nate ghosted me. I said, why? He goes, he's not returning my calls, my text messages. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
Well, so, I'll tell you what, Brody. So then
we were like,
many voices in my head.
Nate, Skiri, you going to explain what I was about to say now?
Well, it would sound better coming from me, but go for it.
I just want to throw one more thing.
You're a mind reader. You predicted the future, Brody. It happened.
I wasn't finished. I said either one or two things happened. Either he's doing that I don't answer the phone on the weekend thing, which is fine, or he took a gummy and he's out cold for the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
B. That.
So, go ahead, Skiri.
So, sure enough, this morning, Nate comes in with the story that he took a gummy and he was out for the weekend. And he also texted Gandhi and I yesterday privately and said, I don't know what happened, man. I took this crazy gummy and I
was let's talk about
cold.
That. Thank you, Skiri. Let's talk about that gummy.
So, gummies, plural.
Gummies. So how many milligrams did you get in you?
Well, so backstory. We had these gummies from like 2 years ago that we got in California at this place called MedMen, and they were really good. But I had one a few months ago, and I didn't feel like it kicked in, and I didn't feel like I'd gotten anything from it. So on Friday night, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to take two, which were 5 milligrams each. So that's a total of 10 milligrams. So yes. Heather's out with a friend, and I decide, okay, I'm going to take some. I'm going to watch some TV, and I put on Band of Brothers, right? That old show from HBO about World War II.
It's great.
So It kicks in when the planes are taken off to land to attack in Normandy, and it felt like the planes were flying directly at me.
They were.
And so I'm like, whoa, these planes seem really real. I'm like, oh, it just kicked in.
So you were tweaking.
I was so high. Then I finished Band of Brothers, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch the end of Castaway. Why I decided to watch the end, I don't know. But I start bawling when he loses Wilson.
Spoiler.
And then Heather had been out with a friend, and I hear somebody at the door, and I'm like, fuck, somebody's breaking into the house. So instead of, like, seeing what's going on, I decide to hide in the corner of the couch because we have an L-shaped couch, thinking that if somebody broke in, they wouldn't see me in the aisle. I was so...
Hello?
No, I didn't do that. I was like, I had a blanket. And I was huddled up in the corner.
You were high as high. You would have been a great dinner guest.
Yeah, so then I had to sleep on the couch because I didn't trust going upstairs. So I didn't sleep well. So Saturday I was sleeping off and on most of the day just to try and catch up because I couldn't sleep that well.
Then why take gummies if it's going to end up
such a terrible time? Just taken the one, I would have been fine.
Yeah, 5 milligrams is kind of where I go.
But what I was asking Gandhi, I'm like, okay, I thought they lost their effectiveness if you don't use them. But
I have no idea.
Well, then we thought maybe they get more effective if you don't use them.
I think they might get more potent because I took one over the weekend and it was also quite a doozy. And it was left over from a little while ago, too. But also, you can't take two at a time. You have to take the one, wait for it to kick in. And then take the second one.
You don't want it all at the same time. That's overload.
Right. Do they put expiration dates on gummies?
They do, actually. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they do that. So you'll throw them away and you'll go buy new ones. But no. Yeah, you overdid it, man.
Oh, man.
See, this is my point. If you're going to do that, why do you want to put yourself in a situation where it's miserable?
Right.
I mean, that sounds awful.
I mean, it was... Yeah, I definitely got the paranoid thing, you know? I don't do high very well. So.
Well, okay, so one time when Nate first moved here, we invited him out here. It was our friend Dennis, the three of us, Dennis, Nate, me. We were in the pool, and we'd smoked some pot, whatever, and Nate started flipping out. I'm like, oh, we got to get him to bed.
First time ever. Well, I remember, so we smoke a joint. It's called a joint, right? That we had in your pool? And so then Elvis had, it was like 2 a.m, and Elvis asks if I want some pie. And I'm high AF, right? So I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll take some pie. So he gives me my own pie. And we go, remember we sat on the porch?
And you ate an entire pie.
I ate an entire pie. And then you're like, hey, walk on the grass. Take your shoes off on the grass. And it was the fucking weirdest, like I could feel every individual blade of grass between my toes.
Really high.
He says,
if you smoke pot, does it like hurt your heart? I'm like, why are you asking? Because I've had 15 heart surgeries and I don't know if I should be smoking this. I'm like, dude, you've already smoked it.
And I was like, what do I need to do?
You asked that question before you ingested it.
Oh, my God. Another point where getting high is supposed to be fun, and it was like a total bummer.
Yeah.
Didn't Scary have a similar experience when the first time you had smoked?
I did.
Yeah, Scary high is a strange thing.
You know, one of Elvis's apartments. It was early on. It was the big, it was one uptown.
It's a pattern.
And we were the same thing. You offered me a joint, and I got high with you. And I just remember that being my first time I ever really, really smoked. The first time I inhaled it.
Well, you lied to me. You told me you had smoked, and then you smoked. You said, "By the way, I was kidding. I've never really smoked."
Oh no!
Gotcha. High as fuck.
I felt like such an asshole turning you on the pot.
I'm just happy Nate didn't lie to us, and he actually was high, and he has a story with intricate details. That's nice.
Yeah, it was. And then we got food on Saturday night. Because, by the way, I don't know if this happens. Like, there were so many dirty dishes from me, like, eating random things.
Right.
Like, I had, like, 3 bowls of cereal that I didn't use the same bowl. I had 3 different bowls that were just sitting on the coffee table. It was a fucking mess. I can't do drugs. I can't.
don't do it then, Nate.
You don't need to. There's no need to do them. I don't know. I can't imagine Brody being high. What would that be like?
Oh,
never gonna know.
That's fine. I've seen you drink a little, I think.
Yeah, I've had a half a Corona in front of you. I go crazy sometimes.
You went crazy.
I'm not drinking in front of you guys anymore. I drank one time, and Scotty B took pictures of me under a pool table trying to eat chicken fingers. I'm not drinking in front of you guys.
That was wild. We're like, where's Froggy? He's under the pool table eating chicken fingers.
That's because he doesn't normally drink. So
I don't even know how or why that happened. I don't even know.
Then
I
just... don't. You know what? Here's my thing. If you don't want to, if you don't want to smoke or you don't want to drink, don't.
Right. Froggy and I were just saying that we have no idea what you guys are talking about because we've never done any of that stuff.
Except,
except
we said
for
we could
eating
eat
the whole pie.
Yeah, we could do
eating
that.
The whole pie. That I totally get, and I don't have to be high to do that.
I'll walk on grass.
Okay. Yeah.
Won't smoke it, barefoot. But I'll walk on it.
Yeah, I'll walk on the grass barefoot.
I felt bad for Gandhi on Saturday night because you were there for like the first 10 minutes, and then that was the end of you.
Yeah, I left.
You ruined your entire night because you took one of those things.
I don't know what it was. It was maybe the gummy. It was maybe like low blood sugar. But maybe
it was your friend with the 13-inch penis.
It could have been Scary's friend.
He chased her away.
Yeah. But I was there for about 10 minutes, had some salad, and then I was like, you know what, guys? This is terrible for me. I'm going home.
Our friend, Dina, with the pink hair, she goes, I said, where's Gandhi? She goes, oh, she went to the third floor, and she's laying flat out on a bench.
Yeah.
And in Carmine's restaurant.
Doesn't sound fun to me.
It wasn't. That was actually really not fun. But the worst part, Dina reported back to me that somebody was like, oh, where did Gandhi go? And Scary's like, she's taking a shit, I think. Been gone for a while. I think
Scary.
She's pooping.
Scary.
I was like, I'll kill like you.
As people are eating dinner.
Yeah, like all these people, I don't even know.
For 20 minutes.
The guy with the 13-inch dicks over there, like, what, she's shitting?
This guy over here's got a huge cock and Gandhi's taking a shit. What's everybody else doing?
Exactly. And that guy was offended by what Scary said.
It's terrible.
Hey,
terrible.
Question. If you have a 13-inch penis, when you sit down to take a crap, does it go in the water?
Has to. No.
Probably
has to.
No, no, not every time. Not every time.
Brody says not every time.
It's okay.
All right, then.
All right, that really lit the room on fire.
Ooh. Hey, I have a question for Gandhi.
Yes.
So when I texted you last night, I said, I'm sorry you weren't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed spending some time with you. And you said, oh, yeah, I got sick. I don't know what happened. I went home.
Mm-hmm.
But you clearly know what happened.
No, I genuinely don't because I take gummies all the time. And that does not happen.
I thought maybe you didn't want to tell me you were on the gummies last
Why wouldn't
Saturday.
I tell you if I tell the whole world right now?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like,
now, did you get it from a reputable gummy person?
Yes, I did. And I've taken those same gummies so many times. That's why I said it was definitely something different. It was either low blood sugar or low blood pressure because a little bit of orange juice and then doing what I'm supposed to do if I have low blood pressure did seem to do the trick. But I wasn't about to sit there at that dinner and cause a scene regardless of what it was. So I left and then Scary told everyone I was pooping.
Well, you missed Scary singing 98 Degrees songs at the table.
Oh, yeah, he was obsessing over the guy from 98 Degrees.
Jeff Timmons joined us for dinner.
Jeff Timmons is such a sweet guy.
He really is.
He was a stripper, right?
He did Men at the Strip back in the day.
Well, I think he was the MC.
He was not a stripper. He was the host.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. It was like a Magic Mike situation.
That's kind of like being the guy in the porn who only starts in the beginning and then they ask you to leave while other people perform. If you're the announcer at the strip club, that's really not a... That's not a compliment.
Okay.
Wait, did Jeff, you
guys are keeping me up. I'm tired.
Yes.
Jeff was trying to leave, saying goodbye to everybody, and someone asked Scary, hey, what was 98 Degrees' biggest hit?
Oh, no. Don't ask Scary that. He'll start singing.
So he starts singing like Una Noche. Right, I do. So then Jeff turns around and goes, what is that guy doing?
Exactly. Ruining my music.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, well, we got to get out of here. Love you all. Mean it.
Oh, wait. I apologize to Scary for getting so nasty to him early on in the podcast.
That's okay.
No, you weren't nasty. He was pushing your buttons.
I know, but
it.
I still could have been. I still could have controlled myself a little
Let's
bit more.
Let's do it again. I love you, Danielle.
Why are you apologizing? You don't owe him or anyone an apology.
I know. Fuck him. No, I'm trying to be nice. You know.
Stop it. Stop that nice crap.
Stop it. Don't be nice.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go, Mets.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They've a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.